Doubt, question, and answer. Doubt about karma. If mind is just a concept, what is it that gets reborn or reincarnated that carries our karma? I'm a little confused. Nothing gets reborn. Nothing gets reincarnated. Nothing carries karma. Karma itself does not exist. Confusion exists. Confusion arises in the mind, and this is much more important than getting an answer to the question. You do not really need answers to these sorts of questions. Getting answers to questions can assuage doubt, but it can also lead to avoiding the real problem of habitual doubting. It is natural to think, well, I have doubt, so I need an answer to remove the doubt. If you look at the doubt, however, you can see that it is unhelpful, useless. The experience of enlightenment does away with doubt. A sotapanna is free from the mental hindrance of doubt. Doubt is a hindrance. It distracts and crushes the mind's potential, halts spiritual progress in its tracks. Doubt stops you from seeing clearly and stops you from finding peace. Overcoming doubt is one way of understanding the goal of our practice, giving up the need for answers and solutions to questions and problems. In that sense, you do not need answers to any question, even the ones that seem so important. One common question that people seem to think is important is whether there is such a thing as rebirth. People have even told me that they cannot practice unless they have something to convince themselves of the truth of reincarnation and rebirth. They say that Buddhism makes no sense to them unless they can answer this question. This is a very pitiable state to be in because they probably will never acquire the proof that they are looking for. Even material science does not provide proofs. The only way to prove what happens after this life would be to experience it for yourself, which puts you in the impossible position of having to wait until you pass away before you can practice. I think that often people simply are excited by the idea of remembering their past lives, which is, of course, just craving. To directly answer your question, it is not that Buddhists believe in rebirth. It is that Buddhists do not believe in death. This accurately reflects the Buddhist teaching, as I understand them, because death in Buddhism, from an orthodox point of view, occurs at every moment. This is what we mean when we say the mind does not exist. Mind is just a designation for the mental aspect of these momentary experiences, the awareness of an object that is part of any experience. When we talk about the moment of physical death, we are referring to a concept because in ultimate reality, nothing dies at that moment. The mind and body are constantly arising and ceasing together. The physical and mental are arising and ceasing, and that does not stop ever until you free yourself from craving. Doubt is insidious. Doubt is not a sign that you need an answer. It is a sign that you have a problem, and that problem is the doubt. Even if you are given answers to all your questions, you will likely still have doubt. The reason for this is not always that you were not given the right answers, but that rather that being given answers is not the answer. The answer is to focus on the doubt. You know you are in doubt, so focus on the doubt. Forget about what you are doubting about and focus on the doubt itself, because once you free yourself from doubt, you have done all that you need to do. That being said, this specific question does have a specific answer, and it is an answer that can be helpful in leading one to focusing on experiences, of which doubt is one. In order to understand reality, we have to give up all of our preconceived notions about it. Because all you can say for certain about reality without resorting to abstract conceptualization is that experience occurs. There is seeing, there is hearing, there is smelling, there is tasting, there is feeling, and there is thinking. You can say that pretty reassuredly. The question of whether what you experience is real or not real, or whether you are hallucinating, is meaningless. The experience occurs as it occurs or does not occur at all. From this basic truth, you can extrapolate and say that it goes against your experience to suggest that experience ceases without remainder. When you watch your experiences arise and cease, you must admit that as far as you can see, experience continues indefinitely. As for what leads to rebirth, you can see that experience forms a sort of causal chain. Causes have effects. Desire leads to fruition. For example, you want something, which leads to thinking about it, which develops into actions and situations based on the desire. We can see in this life how craving leads to becoming. At the moment of death, it is not categorically different. Karma is the relationship between a state of mind, like craving, and subsequent experiences. Wisdom, for example, leads to happiness and peace. through seeing how craving leads to suffering. Karma is a relationship from one experience to the next, and as such, it does not ultimately exist as more than a concept. You can see for yourself that when this arises, that arises. With the arising of this, there is the arising of that, and when this does not arise, that does not arise.